What started as a major facepalm moment for the EPA in Colorado has grown into a national environmental crisis. Here in Utah, water quality managers are continually testing three sites on the San Juan River for any sign of spilled mine waste.
It's coming toward Lake Powell by way of the Animas River, a tributary of the San Juan. John Wood runs Holiday Rivers Expeditions and says the national news coverage of the mustardy plume has suggested even the Grand Canyon could be at risk.
That headline pulls a lot more people into the story. Now, it's too bad because the bottom line is the visuals of this are amazing, right? When you see a terrible-looking yellow river, I think human beings are impacted deeply by that.
San Juan County businesses are bracing for a potential tourism pullback in response to the spill. County Chamber Director Bailey Heglin says the San Juan River means a lot to the community.
It's definitely one of our bloodlines. We have a lot of overflow from Moab, from Colorado. People come on down to spend time visiting Monument Valley. They'll take a day or two river trip. It's definitely been a big concern. So far, it doesn't seem to have the effect we were worried that it was going to. I've only had one company tell me that they've had one trip canceled because of the spill.
Wood says that might not tell the whole story, though. Many raft companies are privately operated and don't contract outfitters like this, like his. Either way, running the river requires a permit.
That's the irony here, is that even recreational use on these rivers is tightly controlled and has been for 30 years because we're trying to protect these beautiful spots. And by protect, I mean carry all your waste out, control of fires, and then control of just the human contacts, how many people you're going to see down there. And so when something like this happens upstream, it's devastating.
Heslin says, in the meantime, ranchers cut off from the San Juan River's irrigation water are relying on goodwill.
We're just kind of sitting back holding our breath, waiting to kind of see what does come down our way and then deal with that as it comes. Until then, I'm very appreciative of the Navajo Nation and the San Juan County with their preemptive measures of shutting down that water and starting to truck that in for local residents just as a safety precaution.